This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday where we got good news piling on top of good news, which is piling on top of more good news. Let's get a smile off my face. So it looks like somebody, maybe somebodies, are gonna burn for COVID. That's a good thing. Now let's talk about something else that is a bigger story, I think, than more people realize. You woke up, you saw headlines today about a big bust in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here it was on Fox News.
Yeah, we have had a photographer there at the daycare since this morning, capturing video of those federal agents just going in and out of the building, collecting evidence as part of the DOJ's fraud investigation in Minnesota. Sources tell Fox that federal agents are raiding about 22 businesses across Minneapolis this morning. And sources say many of them are tied to Somali-owned operations. It's the Quality Learning Center. This is the daycare. It went viral. It blew up on social media because of a sign outside with learning that was literally misspelled. The education secretary at the time claimed that the daycare received $1.9 million while, quote, masquerading as a daycare.
Okay. Why should you care? If you're not in Minnesota, why should you care? For a variety of different reasons, but for our purposes tonight, let me explain how this works, something we have touched on before. A Democrat-controlled area. We're going to make this about one city because it'll make it easier to understand, but it applies to states. And when they get elected president, it applies to the entire federal government. Democrats are criminals because Democrats are communists. And communists know that crimes have to be committed in order for the revolution to succeed. If you want to stop your opposition, you have to kill them or imprison them or just hurt them and intimidate them. This is how communists think. If you want to fund your revolution, would you like to know one of the ways the Bolsheviks funded the early revolution? They sent Stalin into banks like John Dillinger, sticking the place up to raid the bank vaults to fund the early Bolshevik revolution. Crime and communism go hand in hand. Back to the Democrat Party, which is the Communist Party now. Remember, they have nothing moral against these things. As soon as you toss God on the back burner and you become whatever this evil is, there is no morality that you would ever recognize. So there's never a, is this the right thing to do? This feels wrong. That kind of thought is childish to these kinds of people. A Democrat-controlled area, no matter what the size, is now a criminal cartel. And you need to think of it like an organized crime family. Whatever kind you're most familiar with, whatever kind fascinates you the most. A cartel, the Italian mob, the Russian mob, who knows? I don't care how you want to look at it. But a Democrat-controlled area is a criminal cartel. Here is how the cartel operates. The cartel has control of the city's budget. All right, so we'll use Minneapolis. Democrats control it top to bottom. They now, because they control it, they have access to the Treasury. But because we have these annoying laws in the country, they can't actually just walk down to the Treasury and grab a handful of 50s. No, it doesn't work that way. And in fact, even if they could, you wouldn't necessarily want to, because there's a way you can invest that money. Do you want to steal $1,000 today? Or do you want to take in $100,000 over the next 10 years? Here's how it works. I run the city of Minneapolis. I'm a filthy communist. I want access to the Treasury. I want to remain in power forever. These are my interests, right and wrong, or the good of the city. None of those things cross my mind. Well, would you look at that? The other communists in our country, along with some loser Republicans like James Lankford, the other communists in the country, they have brought me the most prized recruits I could possibly imagine. They've brought me people from Somalia. Only this doesn't just apply to Somalia. We'll get to other countries in a moment. But Somalia, why are they such a glorious, glorious gift to communists? Because in Somalia, it is such a poverty-stricken, war-torn disaster of a country. Theft, stealing. It's impossible for me to describe to you how accepted it is. It's not accepted. It's encouraged. Look, we're poor. We need this. We need that. Well, steal it from him. He has some. Oh, you want that? Well, go take it from him. No, wait till he's asleep. Or just kill him and take it. In broken countries, you see this over and over again. That's why, as much as I love to dog on Somalia, it does not just apply to Somalis, but in really broken countries, especially third world countries, stealing is what you do. It's what you do. Mexico has a reputation for this, and a very deserved reputation for this. A long time ago when I was working construction, we were going around at the end of the day and we were picking up the fence. We had this chain link fence we were putting up at this or that. And this is in broad daylight. We pulled up on this whole truckload of Mexicans and they were just loading our fencing in the back of their truck. And half my buddies in the construction crew were Mexican and they get out and start yelling at them like, "What are you doing, dude? That's our fence." And They put it back, but you could tell, and my buddies told me, they were totally confused. "What do you mean, what am I doing? This fencing was sitting here." "Yeah, of course I'm going to take it. It's sitting here." It's how some cultures are. Well, now bring in 100,000 Somalis into that communist-controlled city, and what do you have? Legions and legions of communist foot soldiers who will help you raid the Treasury. Why? How do they do it? How does it look? Let me play this for you again.
Yeah, we have had a photographer there at the daycare since this morning, capturing video of those federal agents just going in and out of the building, collecting evidence as part of the DOJ's fraud investigation in Minnesota. Sources tell Fox that federal agents are raiding about 22 businesses across Minneapolis this morning. And sources say many of them are tied to Somali-owned operations.
You find a business, an industry of any kind that receives government checks. That's the important part you have to understand here. And in our country, sadly, that's about all of them, but set that aside. You find an industry that receives government checks. Maybe that's daycare. Maybe it's some sort of healthcare. Remember all the hospice stuff in California. Find an industry that receives government checks. You have your new group of imported barbarians from Somalia. You have them start setting up businesses in the industry that receives government checks. All right, now you've laid all the groundwork. Here's the final nail in the coffin. Here's the final piece of the puzzle. I'm a Democrat. Chris is a Somali. Chris starts himself a daycare. daycare receives government money. I, the government guy, I'm going to give Chris the government money. But shouldn't there be some checks and balances? Ah, there you go. You're correct. There should be. The final obligation I have, I remove the safeguards. Oh, yeah, no, there's an office. I'll make one up. There's an office of accountability. So Chris can't just start his Somali daycare and say there are kids there. Our office of accountability, they'll be stopping in, Chris. And I expect to see some little Somali kids in there eating rice and stuff. But what if I defund the office of accountability? Or what if I, the Democrat in power, what if I just take another communist and I put them in charge of the office of accountability and I take him out to lunch one day and I say, hey, Chris runs a really good shop. You don't need to go check on him. I trust him. You're good to go. Democrats remove all the safeguards as well. Now, what's Chris get out of this? A boatload of money. He also, though, has to do something for me. He's making a lot of money. He needs to kick some into my campaign. And his community itself, Chris needs to make sure they will vote en masse for me the next time I run for mayor. So if Chris doesn't have anything moral against it, and I don't have anything moral against it, well, this works out great for the cartel, doesn't it? For the criminal organization? What could be better? Now, that's what was happening in Minnesota. Let me tell you why this is a much, much, much bigger deal than you think. Before I get to that, speaking of Chris, every employer has an employee they'd like to swap out. Everyone. You look at this guy through the glass and you think to yourself, man, what a burden. How am I stuck like this? But then you think, it's so hard to find somebody. It was hard to find somebody. It's not anymore. Now that ZipRecruiter is here, your life is easier. You don't have to waste time. You don't have to waste money. You don't have to wait 6 months to find that employee you're looking for. Thanks to ZipRecruiter, you're going to find one fast. How fast? I don't know. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody good the first day. They'll put the best ones in front of you immediately. You get to replace that turd with a star. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, why am I so excited about a bunch of Somali businesses being raided today in Minnesota in the Minneapolis area? 22 businesses, they're carrying out documents. Why am I excited about it? Let me explain it to you in this way. Have you ever heard of the Kefauver Committee? Not 100% sure that's how you pronounce it. I've never known, but you ever heard of the Kefauver Committee? Probably not. Allow me to explain. The reason you have never heard of the Kefauver Committee is it took place in 1951. What? So what was it? Well, what it was the public's awakening to something. It was the public, the American public, and our political system. It was their awakening to the world of the mafia in the United States of America. Because we live in the year 2026 and mafia movies and television shows are all the rage and always have been for my life, you don't consider that to be groundbreaking at all. But as best you can, wrap your mind around this. Prior to 1951, the vast majority of the American public, and we're talking the numbers are in the 90-some percentile, the vast majority of the American public had no idea there were criminal organizations like this in America in existence. They had no idea. It wasn't something that was talked about, publicized. Of course, there were law enforcement guys who were aware of some things like that. But for the American public, they woke up one day. It's 1951, and revered gangsters like Frank Costello are being forced to talk about this organizations who are involved in apparently everything. Now, if you told the public before that there were gangsters who had run booze in Chicago, well, of course they got that. You know, they knew about Al Capone; he was famous. They understood that aspect of it. Those types of guys. But prior to this committee, the American public at large, talking about coast to coast, did not understand that there were organized crime groups. They were involved in every crime you can imagine, probably controlled every crime you can imagine. Oh, and by the way, they were involved in all kinds of things that you wouldn't even consider to be crimes. Wait a minute, they're running the unions? Hold on, what? Now, there are many people who argue, it's not my role to argue this or not, but it's a good argument. There are many people who argue that in 1951, this Kefauver Committee, that moment was actually the moment where the American Mafia was doomed as a majorly powerful criminal organization. And yes, they're still around today. They still operate. They still are powerful. I'm not saying that. But the power they had was about to be drastically reduced. Why? Once the American public becomes aware of the existence of something that gross, once they find out that operating right underneath their noses, there have been criminals everywhere, well, downstream from that, the American public gets angry about it. We live in a representative republic where we select political leaders and we demand they do things for us. And the American public started stepping up and saying, somebody better start breaking up these organizations. I'm not talking about arresting Lucky Luciano or trying to get Al Capone for tax evasion. I want these organizations broken up in their entirety. I want all of them burnt down. You mean they're involved in everything? It was the beginning of the end. I'm very, very, very excited.
Yeah, we have had a photographer there at the daycare since this morning, capturing video of those federal agents just going in and out of the building, collecting evidence as part of the DOJ's fraud investigation in Minnesota. Sources tell Fox that federal agents are raiding about 22 businesses across Minneapolis this morning. And sources say many of them are tied to Somali-owned operations. It's the Quality Learning Center. This is the daycare. It went viral. It blew up on social media because of a sign outside with learning that was literally misspelled. The education secretary at the time claimed that the daycare received $1.9 million while, quote, masquerading as a daycare.
This is not a story about Minneapolis. This is a story that is, it has the potential to break open in every single Democrat-controlled area in the United States of America. I'm telling you right now, this is coming from Maine. You bet you didn't know that, did you? They brought in a bunch of Somalis. Same thing's taking place in Maine. This is Maine, yeah. Remember this, gentlemen?
My name is Mohammed. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Somali community in Lewiston. Some of you sitting here today, we voted for you. We elected you to protect our community interests, not creating division or go after one elected member from our community. If this narrative continues, our community will be forced to re-examine our relationship or political relationship, including our relationship with the Democratic Party and who will be voting in the future. This is not a threat.
We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. A reminder to you that on Monday, history begins. Hour two on Monday, we're going to launch into another history special. I think you will enjoy it a great deal. Back to what we were discussing. Having all these businesses being raided today in Minneapolis. Yes, it's a great story for Minneapolis. It's a great story for Minnesota. You always want to see criminals arrested. But in every Democrat area of the country, every Democrat-controlled area of the country, this is how business is done now. The Democrats, the communists in charge, will work hand in hand with foreign and domestic criminals to loot the treasury. They are not just doing bad things, they're doing criminal things in Maine, in Connecticut, in California, in Washington, in Oregon. Wherever you have an area of Democrat control, you will find a criminal syndicate similar to the one they're describing in Minnesota, where Democrat Party officials will find a way to grab taxpayer money, send it down to fake businesses. These fake businesses will kick some money back while driving around Bentleys and Mercedes and getting all their friends and family members to vote Democrat. It is a deeply evil system. It is the kind of thing that destroys a country. And I'm here to tell you, this kind of a thing being exposed, if we continue to pursue it, is going to really, really visit some serious pain on the Democrat Party in this country. There are Democrats in all 50 states right now quaking in their shoes. I'm talking about people in the know. You know who's been watching the news all day about what's going on in Minnesota? Every Democrat politician in California. Every Democrat politician in Maine, specifically Portland, Maine, but other places, they're watching the news. And they're thinking to themselves, I better go delete some emails. I think we better have lunch with some people and talk strategy here. Right about now, there are Democrats painfully aware that the whole game just got exposed. And that is the game. That's how they've been doing it. Fraud, foreigners, and cheating in elections. Without these things, the Democrat Party is nothing. You realize without these Somalis, Republicans run Minnesota? Think about that. Without the mass importation of criminal foreigners, Minnesota is a red state. Think how different areas of your country look if we start breaking up these communist criminal networks. That one got broken up today, that's just the start, but it's a good thing. It is potential to be a country-changing thing, and I hope you're happy about it. All right? I'm happy about it. kind of thing that prevents World War XI.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
I actually sympathize with Ilhan Omar there because Roman numerals are brutal for me. Brutal. I've generally been able to figure out the first three fairly easily. So that is a little bit embarrassing that the two would throw her for a loop the way it did. But once you get to four, which side is the I going on? There's an I and a V, and then there's the V. I know that's five, but then the I and the V go a different way. And then when you get beyond that, just don't even bother trying. I don't know. So in a way, Chris, I get it. I get it. Look, numbers aren't easy for me like they are for you people. Dear Jesse, leftists, socialists, communists, and typical Democrats are arsonists who pretend to be firefighters. What's worse, so many people continue to believe the pretense. Worst of all, they can vote. Well, that's why in the wake of communists doing something terrible, that's why they're so willing to try to change the subject and lie. Change the subject, lie. I mean, this guy, Dan Goldman, just blamed it on Trump.
We know what Donald Trump's rhetoric leads to because we know many times over how his followers use violence in when they follow him. Now, that does not excuse rhetoric that would otherwise call for violence by anybody. The point is that we do need to dial it down on all sides.
Listen to Joy-Ann Reid. Why do they tell these lies? She knows this a lot. This is a lie. Of course. She knows it will land on enough ears that some will believe it. And they'll never believe anything else.
And we know that Viktor Orban allegedly, according to Washington Post reporting, there was a plot by the Russians to stage an assassination, fake assassination for Orban. So all of this throws in together. You're like, when something seems too perfect, people, they don't believe in it. And Donald Trump now again gets victimized by an alleged would-be assassin in front of the perfect witnesses, the press.
They spread these lies because people believe them. Why do you think they all of them, why do they make, whenever a communist does something terrible with a gun, Western Lensman put this one together. It's so good. Why do they choose this route?
And there are others who we are not naming in the moment as well. And just to think about the prevalence of gun violence more broadly.
Last night's shooting was a display of targeted gun violence that sadly has become a painful reality for so many millions of Americans.
But we've not dealt with the problem. I mean, we're losing, you know, thousands of people a year to gun violence. There are 100 people shot every day.
What we saw in that room yesterday was fully American, both the gun violence that we saw.
Corporate leaders, those CEOs, will have a slightly better sense of what it has been like in this country as this ongoing epidemic of gun violence has continued.
So if we are not going to do something about the proliferation of guns and about the lack of gun control in this country.
But I think one thing we all have to accept is levels, gun violence are very high in this country.
You know, we could pass obviously different, you know, gun violence prevention. We did that in Florida.
You know that gun violence is an issue in America.
Every day in this country, there are these spasms of gun violence.
The issue of gun violence.
Gun violence.
Gun violence.
Gun violence.
Culture of gun violence.
Gun violence.
Gun violence.
But it doesn't even seem we talk about guns much anymore.
When a communist tries to mass murder Republicans, they will immediately shift the conversation to gun violence. Why? Because that helps the revolution. They don't want the focus on them and their animal ways. They want the focus on disarming you so they can hurt you. So shift it to gun violence. Now, what happens if there's a Democrat president and there's a mass shooter?
This is not about politics. This is about these families and families all across the country. We're saying let's make it a little harder for our kids to get gunned down.
The fact that 26-year-olds were gunned down in the most violent fashion possible, and this town couldn't do anything about it, was stunning to me. And so the question then becomes, what can we do about it? The only thing that's going to change is public opinion. If public opinion does not demand change in Congress, it will not change.
Each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
In the wake of a mass shooting, they try to grab your guns because it furthers the revolution. When a communist does something terrible, they understand the revolution is in trouble, so they change the subject to gun violence because it furthers the revolution. It's always all about the revolution. Always. They're demonic. It's horrible. All right. Let's do some emails. I owe you some of those before we get on to some other things. Before we do that, American workers, American jobs is something I hope you are passionate about. The economic numbers, which we're going to get to here eventually, maybe in a little bit, they're really bad. We are not finding work. The economy is really bad. America is dissatisfied, and we can all do one little thing. You can switch who you have your cell phone with. At least start patronizing businesses who hire Americans. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they hire as many freaking foreigners as they possibly can. Pure Talk hires Americans. And right now, by the way, Pure Talk has deals. You want a deal? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to the company that's run by a Vietnam veteran, to the company that hires Americans. When you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, there'll be a pleasant American on the other end of the line. How glorious is that? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. If ever you can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let me do some of those emails. Dr. Jesse, I know your doctorate is in archaeology, but can you please explain why every disgruntled freak show seems to have a manifesto? Hey, I wrote the anti-communist manifesto. What are you trying to say? Anyway. She says, everyone from the Unabomber to this guy at the WHCA seem to have the need to explain why they're mad at the world. Well, it's not uncommon for these types. In fact, it is the common thing to leave behind writings explaining why they did what they did. The best way I can describe it is in a very, very twisted fashion, they do see themselves as soldiers. Soldiers know that sometimes they're going to do dangerous things, things that may very well get them killed. But following orders, fighting for a brother, believing in the cause, whatever it may be, soldiers will do those things. They will. They've proven that time and time and time and time and time again. You can question the evil communist cause, and I hope you do because it is evil. But what you should not doubt is how many of these street animals see themselves that way. And let's add a couple other things in the mix here. Usually these people are messed up. Sometimes they're on drugs. Employment situation is usually not good. Family situation is usually not good. And you will oftentimes find these people to be pretty loner types like me. Well, if you're a mixed up person, maybe no job, maybe some substance abuse problems, maybe you don't have a wife to come in and say, can you mow the lawn? Maybe you're just stuck there. Well, not only are you stuck there at the house, think about the communist networks these people exist in. I'm talking about social media networks and news networks. I'm talking about watching all day long people say Trump is a Nazi, Trump is Hitler, this is a threat to democracy over and over and over. Imagine, not you, put yourself in the shoes of a dork who doesn't have anything going on in life. Maybe he's on pills, maybe he's drinking too much, maybe he feels like a loser, and he sits in a room all day. He sits in his crappy apartment all day long doing this.
What is the greatest national security threat to the United States? It's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans
represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Donald Trump cannot be president again.
You got it. We've played it for you before. All day, every day, Trump, Nazi, Trump, Nazi, Trump, Nazi. These guys, when they march off to go kill Trump or go kill Charlie Kirk or go kill whoever, we can always tell by their writings, their texts, their emails, their journals, their manifestos they leave behind. They feel like they're the good guy in a larger cause, fighting some sort of great evil. Of course, none of this is true. This has all been created in their minds by Democrats and the media just so these people will do these things. But it's not just that they want to do these things. They want you to understand why. You know, one of the saddest things in the world, and it really genuinely is sad. Remember that, I think it was Air Force Reserve. Remember that ginger communist who burned himself to death in front of the White House? Do you remember that? I am sad to say that I watched the video of it, but this ginger stands in front of the White House. I mean, he probably would have burned to death just standing in the sun, but instead he stands in front of the White House, dumps some sort of a flammable liquid on himself, and then burns himself alive, yelling, it was Free Palestine, wasn't it, Chris? Yeah, of course. Free Palestine, free. Okay, all right. All that's sad and bad. But he did that because he thought that would inspire some sort of a movement. And everyone forgot about it in 24 hours. This brain dead little animal burnt himself to a crisp, died in unimaginable agony. And we forgot about him by the time it was time for coffee and donuts the next day. But they see themselves as soldiers, warriors in a higher war, in a war, a large war where everything is on the line. And so when they do something terrible, they want you to know why. Hey, Jesse, I sometimes feel like I'm reaching my limit. How much more of this from the left can we take? Well, we are getting wins. That's one. Two, the violence from the left is not going to stop. It is not going to stop until we start taking down their actual institutions. Until then, you can get frustrated and angry. I'm frustrated and angry. But what you have to do is take some precautions yourself. And I really do mean that. I want you to start training with your weapon. If you don't have a weapon, if you're not familiar with weapons, time for step one. You don't have to be at step 100. Time for step one. Go take a gun safety class. And then start exploring the purchase of a weapon. You can get a very affordable weapon these days. It doesn't have to be some $1,000 HK. It doesn't have to be that at all. You can get a very affordable weapon these days. And then go shoot it. Again, you don't have to be a Green Beret. Go put 50 rounds through it on a weekend day. That's it. I'm not saying that's it. You're welcome to do more than that. That's not a very big day, but it's fine. It's 50 more rounds than you had before. If you have to get a permit, if you live in one of those dirty commie states, fine, but carry it on you. There are violent street animals everywhere now, not just political ones. We got all these foreigners we brought into the country killing and murdering and raping everybody. We have the domestic ones that our American judges let out of jail as fast as humanly possible. It's ugly out there. You will sleep better at night. You'll walk around more comfortable and more calm if you carry a weapon on you. If you live in one of these blue areas, get yourself a burner, like I said over and over again. All right, so we have a bunch of things coming up next hour. I will get back to some more emails at some point in time. We'll touch on some really ugly polling here in a moment. We'll talk about a judge that got another police officer killed. Exactly what I told you was going to happen in the UK is happening and more. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.